welcome to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. Join us today as we get results and interviews from Penn Can. Race Week is next.
Warden Van Scoy, the feed and seed specialists, have feeds for cows, goats, sheep, swine, and poultry. For horse enthusiasts, they have regular and performance horse feed. In Owego since 1957, they make their own feed daily and pass the savings on to you. Stop by Warden Van Scoy for animal health needs, farm supplies, fertilizer, and seed, including deer plot seed. 162 North Avenue in Owego. Call 687-2712. Warden Van Scoy.
Penn Can Speedway has the very best in dirt track racing every Friday night. Featuring the Sunoco Racing Fuels Insinger Performance Modifieds, 602 Crate Sportsman, Junior Division, 600cc Modifieds, Factory Stocks, Wingless Sprints, 4-cylinders and Street Stocks, it's non-stop excitement for the entire family. Friday nights were made for Penn Can Speedway, located on Route 171 in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. Check them out on Facebook for more information. Penn Can Speedway.
You need to trust that your car will get you from point A to point B. For service and repairs, you can put that trust into Art Garage, located on State Route 434 in Appalachian. Lucas Grenzer and John Graham strive to provide the best automotive service available. Easy to work with, honest and professional, with repairs done quickly and for a fair price. This is what customers say repeatedly when recommending Art Garage to their friends. Art Garage on State Route 434 in Appalachian. Call them at 607-258-0008.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. NAPA of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, NAPA has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at NAPA of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. And Penn Can Speedway in Susquehanna, Pennsylvania, the only track that actually got to run over the weekend as far as dirt tracks are concerned. First night in the books, and a day the weather could have went either way, ended up giving us a beautiful night and a wonderful racing surface right there. Huge shout out to the Grant crew. Minimal dust all night, four different lanes of racing throughout the evening right there. Thank you going out to drivers, crews, and vans, and a great time had by everybody that was there, especially the mothers. It was the Mother's Day special. All mothers coming into the track receiving $5 off the regular admission price. Let's go over to racing now in the modified. Last year's drag champion, Justin Howland, going and taking the win. NEP Communications 602 Great Sportsman winner was 7-up of Gary Smith. Congratulations on his first win down there. Small Addictions RC winner, 53JR of Aiden Miller for the Mini Modifieds. Factory Stocks winner was Tommy Groover, driving the McDonald 27M. And the four-cylinder, it was the 23 of Colin Mills, taking the checkered flag. Let's go now to Victory Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's out of the car. He can hear you. Last year's track champion, Justin Howland. What a race that was. Modifieds out there. You had some stiff competition, lap traffic, a lot of cautions, a lot of restarts, and I'll tell you what it looked like from your seat right there.
Yeah, a lot of cautions, a lot of lap traffic. Early on, I knew I had to get around Bobby, and the couple first restarts there, I was like, man, I'm a little tight down here in one, and I just drove it in there, and I was able to cross him out and get by him. Hats off to Nate, man. I'll tell you what, everybody said this place needs clay. It doesn't need clay. It just needs someone to work on the track. And whoever worked on the track did a hell of a job.
The track very smooth tonight, tacky, colder night, and definitely a racy surface with multi-groove racing.
Oh, absolutely. There's two, three grooves of racing. You could run the top. You could run the bottom. Just had great racing tonight.
Well, you've had some stiff competition. Basically, Malcolm tried everything he could, especially toward the end. But that final caution came out. What were you thinking?
I don't have a rearview mirror, so I had no idea what was going on behind me.
Basically, you had to do well on that restart.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing I didn't know, so I'll take it.
Very good. Would you like to name your sponsors here tonight?
Yeah, family, man. My dad works on this car, lad, every week. They turn wrenches, keep this thing going. You know, it's tough to keep these things going. People don't understand how much time it takes and dedication to get here. And my dad has that, lad, me. Paul's here tonight. My wife, couldn't do it without her. And the fans, man. If there's no fans in the stands, we don't race. So keep coming back, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Modified, Justin Holland. Congratulations. Let's give him a big round of applause here from Victory Lane at Pencan Speedway. Ladies and gentlemen, from Victory Lane, your feature winner, Gary Smith for the Sportsman Class. Congratulations.
Thank you, Matt.
You've always said, I'm your good luck charm. Does that follow suit tonight?
Oh, definitely. When you said last week you're going to be here and up to Afton, I was like, thank God, because we should do good again. We have
some stiff competition out there, you and Leonard and everything else, inside, outside. The race pretty much had it all. Tell me what it looked like from your seat.
The track's really good. I'm happiest I've seen the track in a while. I don't know. I think my car feels good. We got a new car again, and we're still working the bugs on it, but I'm really happy with the car.
You had some adjustments, obviously, since Saturday at Afton. What adjustments did you make?
Our bad luck last year was we don't even really want to talk about it, but, I mean, I destroyed two cars and et cetera. And then we went on to fight this year. We fought no power. I come out and I said, I have no power. Come to find out, we had an ignition switch. It was brand new. We put a new one in, and that made it run better. And something was wrong with the carburetor. We sent the carburetor out and had it tonight, first night with it, and it's super again. I got power.
Definitely there. You're in it to win it. And would you like to name your sponsors here tonight?
Yeah, I'd like to thank. We got a new one, Interstate Homes. They come back on this year. Macco Tools and Mike and Brenda Armstrong. Alliance Masonry, they're new this year. Belden Golf Course, they're new this year. Hendrickson's Auto Parts, RJ Mobile Home Transport. I don't know any other ones, do we? Yeah, that's about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Sportsman Feature winner, Gary Smith. Another thought there, Gary?
Yeah, I'd really like to thank my wife, Danielle, Brenda, Dan, and Mike. They stuck us out all last year. I mean, last year was a disaster. And another person I really got to thank a lot is Randy Kisacki, come on board this year with us, and I think he helped us out big time.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Sportsman, Gary Smith. Let's give him a big round of applause. Congratulations, Gary. Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner, Tommy Gruber. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Boy, I'll tell you what a feature that was out there. You had some stiff competition. How is it sometimes you drive this car and sometimes McDonald's drives this car?
Yeah, this is his car, but his job, he's gone for 2 weeks at a time, so may not have one this year. I'm going to bail on this thing when he's not home and see what we can do with it.
You've always been a master of whatever it is that you're running. You do well with the inside groove, the outside groove, and the middle groove. And how was the racing here tonight on the track surface?
Track was real good. Started getting a little technical coming out of this corner. I was getting a little nervous up there by the wall, but we came out on top here. That's all we were shooting for. I got to thank Matt Hayes. Me and him put a shop together this year, and Kevin gave us the car, donated it, and we put our work together, and here we are. This is what we want to do.
This is what it's all about when all is said and done. Any other sponsors you'd like to name?
We got Corn Fed Fabrication and Kevin McDonald and my wife and them. These crazy fools that follow me around, and we're just kind of doing it on our own. Going to have a good time this year.
Been a while since we've talked in Victory Lane, so it's a pleasure to see you once again here.
Thank you.
Congratulations once again. Big round of applause for Tommy Gruber, your factory stock feature winner. He's out of the car, ladies and gentlemen. Your mini modified 600cc victory winner, Aiden Miller. Congratulations. Come on down here. We'll have a little bit of a talk here in my office. And Suzuki, huh?
Yep, Suzuki. Fully 600cc modified. That's purist. I'm telling you. We spent so many long hours in the garage. I knew on that last lap I had to go for it. I mean, I took second at one track 11 times last season alone. I knew I had to win. My car was fast. I knew I had to win now.
You were in it to win it. You held off everybody that came up. A few cautions out there, a few restarts, but you managed to go and stay out in front.
Yes, I couldn't have done it without my sponsors. Back to Construction, Adams & Son, Contracting, Carpies, Trackside Products, Oil Shop, my main sponsor, Birdsalls, Mad Trucking, Gelats, Nick's Landscaping, Erie Insurance, Coach's Pizza, and Bodies by Scooby.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the 600cc Mini Modifieds, Aiden Miller, congratulations. Let's give him a big round of applause here for Victory Lane. Ladies and gentlemen, he's out of the car. Buck Brown, your feature winner for the Limited Sportsman. Congratulations.
Thank you. And thanks to the track crew. This place is amazing tonight. So thanks to Nate and his crew. Good job, you guys.
First feature win.
Yep, was it 3-4 years? Just trying to make it work on a low budget.
Well, it seems to have paid off for you finally right here, right now. So an interesting race up there. We almost had the Brown & Brown Insurance Company up in the front there.
Well, good thing it wasn't Brown & Brown Construction. It could have been bad.
There you go. But overall, you held out. You had some competition a little farther back in the pack once again. And Slezak moving his way up through at one point also. But at the end of the day, what did it look like from your seat?
It looked like it was driving on ice, and it was a lot of fun, and I'd do it again.
Absolutely. Would you like to name your sponsors?
Sure. I got Regal Plumbing, PS Professional Products, Sam LLC, NEP, Dan Brown Trucking, and we got special thanks to Bobby Hackle and Killer Crate. Thanks to the family here. If it wasn't for them, there's no way this would happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the Limited, it is Buck Brown. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Big round of applause out there for Colin Mills. Come right around here. Colin, what a feature that was. Quite a few cautions out there, but a lot of competition overall. That feature pretty much had it all.
Yeah, it was just that caution in the beginning, and it was like 13, 14 laps of white knuckling it. I was pretty worked up at the end, but we held it together.
You did quite well once again. You know, we didn't quite know who it was going to be until the last little bit. Things could change just like that. What did it look like from your seat at that point?
I redrew the pole, and I knew I had a pretty good shot. I like getting to the front early, and it all worked out in the end.
Absolutely. Would you like to name your sponsors tonight?
All my friends and family. Got my dad, my mom, my sister, Sparksy, Chris, Brittany, my girlfriend, all my friends and family. I'm missing a ton of them, but they're all loved.
Ladies and gentlemen, your feature winner for the four cylinders, Colin Mills, congratulations.
Thank you.
Chris Zacharias, Drew O'Loughlin, Carol Husak, Craig Hawley, and Matt Lewis, your winning team for local racing coverage. This is Race Week on WEBO, your hometown station.
Get ready for the 2026 racing season at Afton Motorsports Park. Feel the rumble of the modifieds, crate sportsmen, limited sportsmen, 600cc modifieds, factory stocks, and four-wheel drive four cylinders as they roar past the historic Afton grandstands. Fun for the entire family every Saturday night. Gates open at 4, hot laps at 5:45, racing at 6:30. Just take I-88 to exit 7 at Afton. Dirt track racing every Saturday night at Afton Motorsports Park. See their Facebook page for details or call 624-3772.
For Friday night asphalt racing, Shemung's Speedrome is the place to be. Featuring five classes of racing with the Buckley's Automotive Modifieds, Jean's Automotive Four Cylinders, Love of Funeral Home Superstocks, the JRC Cleaning Bandoleros, and the Mary and Decker Hobby Stocks, all in a family-friendly atmosphere, it's Shemung's Speedrome. Gates open at 5, practice starts at 6, racing starts at 7:30 p.m. sharp. Take exit 59 off from I-86. Visit our website and check out our Facebook page at Shemung's Speedrome Racing at the Drome. Welcome back to Race Week. I'm Matt Lewis. And Watkins Glen International had it all this year, from the earliest start date ever at that speedway to only the 13th time that NASCAR has run a race. On Mother's Day, it was all here at Watkins Glen. We had rain, we had snow, we had sunshine, and also lots and lots of standing water and mud on the infield. When all was said and done, Shane Van Ginsbergen going and winning the Go Bowling at the Glen on Sunday afternoon at Watkins Glen International for the second time in a row. The driver of the number 97 Trackhouse racing car charged from 24 to the lead in just 16 laps. It was the final eight to capture that win right there after coming from almost 30 seconds behind. Michael McDowell finished second with Ty Gibbs third in the NASCAR Cup Series race on Sunday. Saturday, Connor Schilch winning the O'Reilly Auto Parts Series race at Watkins Glen, and it was Caden Honeycutt winning both the ARCA Menards Series race and the Craftsman Truck Series race event on Friday. NASCAR admitting their mistakes, they apologized, and they will return for 2027 in September. Thank you very much. Probably a good thing rather than a bad when all was said and done. Let's go down to victory lane.
There's three seconds of fall off, really, 2.5. So having that grip was a big advantage, and we kind of struggled. Although we had the lead at the start of stage three, I could really feel my tires starting to go away. We stretched it as much as we could, and that gave us that advantage to the end. But yeah, just amazing call by Steven to take a bit of pain staying out, and then yeah, fun at the end.
Your boss Justin Marks described your prowess behind the wheel as eloquent. I mean, to watch you, it's almost like a ballet. You're just so graceful through the road course, through the turns. What has got to this point that just makes you so damn good?
I guess I've just done it all my life, and when you're with a good bunch of people and you know they believe in you, it just adds to that confidence, and you know, it grew throughout all last year, and I just enjoy doing it. Maybe we've developed the car to my style a little bit too, and yeah, I really feel like we've made some big gains in that area, and yeah, it's just working with a great team.
A great opportunity once again, and hats off to Shane for going and winning two times in a row at Watkins Glen.
Racing season is here, and Trackside Products is ready to help you win. Carrying the largest inventory in the Southern Tier with brands such as American Racing Tires and VP Racing Fuels to AR Bodies, Binco Race Cars, as well as Impact, G-Force, and Ultra Shield Racing Apparel. If you want to make it to the finish line, stop by and see Uncle Al at Trackside Products on Route 434 in Appalachian. You're listening to Race Week with Matt Lewis on WEBO.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a wanna-do. But flossing before the dentist so they don't suspect flossing is a never-do? That's a gotta-do. For all the to-dos you wanna do, check out the many models of hardworking Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Your local Coyote dealer is Joe Sines Power Equipment, located at 3951 Waverly Road in Owego. The phone number is 607-689-0330. Owego and Endicott Agway has you covered for all your spring needs. Whether it's plants and shrubs, lawn and garden, power equipment, or repairs, put their expert knowledge to work for you. Owego and Endicott Agway also features pet supplies and foods, wild bird and animal feeds, plus much more. Locally owned and operated with two locations at 38 West Ave in Owego or 116 Jennings Street in Endicott, they're ready to serve you. Owego and Endicott Agway.
Make it happen.
Davy & Sons Remodeling and Construction is located at 442 North Ave. We can handle just about everything from bathrooms, kitchens, decks, exterior work, new home construction, and everything in between. We are a local, community-minded family business serving Tioga and the surrounding counties. Davy & Sons works closely with local distributors. We run our business from word-of-mouth referrals by satisfied customers. For a free estimate, call us at 689-3001. Davy & Sons, for all your remodeling and construction needs.
Rev it up, Owego. When your ride needs power, performance, and parts you can trust, there's only one stop to make. Napa of Owego.
From brakes and batteries to filters, fluids, and heavy-duty truck parts, Napa has what you need to get back on the road fast.
Working on your daily driver, your work truck, your weekend race machine? Don't guess. Get the right part right now at Napa of Owego.
Stop in today and keep your engine and your life running strong.
This has been Race Week. Join us Monday and Friday at 6:08 p.m. for a complete wrap-up from all of our six area tracks, all part of our local racing coverage on WEBO. Race Week can be heard on 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM in Owego, 101.3 FM in Candor and Ithaca, 105.1 FM in the Valley, 1330 AM, and online at myhometowntoday.com. On behalf of Matt Lewis, Roy Sova, Carol Husak, Paul Small, Leon Andrus, and Chris Zacharias, we wish you an exciting weekend of racing action.